Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I have a weird question. Maybe we turn this into like a AITA. Like you guys can text in and say if this person is a bad person or not. Okay, let's just do it this way. Who in this room has been cheated on?
Me.
Everybody?
Yeah, everybody.
Yes. Okay. When
me?
Oh, yeah. when you found out, because this is kind of gross. I've done both things where it's like, I found out I was being cheated on and didn't speak up right away.
Mm-hmm.
Waited for a better time to do it. Wanted a
what would
more
be
impactful
a,
oh, time to do it.
Like a more... What do you mean by impactful?
More collateral damage to the announcement of like, I know you're cheating.
Mm. Okay.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Or do you, when you find out someone's cheating on you, do you just bleh, like, oh my God, you're sleeping with Tom? Like you, do you just, bleh, do you just, does it like,
yeah,
which way do
I
you
know
think
if,
you?
I don't know if I could hold it in, like just knowing that.
What if you had a trip?
No. Why would I want to go on? I couldn't do that.
You couldn't?
No.
Yeah, I feel like I've held...
Deposits are paid. You have no choice, but you're going on this trip, and it's like, I'm going to get through this trip, and then I'm going to...
I'll go. He can stay, because odds are I would have paid for the whole thing anyways.
You do have a history. okay, so I just... So you're just an instant blurter.
I think so.
I've done both, but when I've held onto it, it hasn't... I don't think it's been to maximize the damage. It's been like... To get to where we can have a talk, like
because
I wanna,
you want discretion.
Because I want to figure out, like, is this true? Like, why? What's the reason?
So you're reasonable still. You don't get blinded by rage when you've been.
I've had both. Yeah, I've had both.
Okay,
but it's never been like I want to embarrass you. It's been like we cannot talk because it's after a basketball game or something. So like we're gonna have to just. Kind of schedule
a
time.
Waiting until we're in privacy.
Yeah, yeah.
You've only exposed somebody in private. Would you ever go like I just found out like? Because that's the big question. This happened. This is a Reddit thread that I was looking at where, a guy found out his wife was cheating while they were at their anniversary party.
Mm.
Like at their anniversary dinner.
It was
their 10th even. So there's friends, and he sees on her phone that one of her coworkers is texting her, like, things that are very confirming of their bad baby.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
And he has the confirmation he needs right then and there. The thing about this where I want other people's opinions about it is people are mad at him for making a scene. It's like... Why didn't you T-hack that and couch it, hold it in for decorum, like for your friends who are also at the dinner, and then speak to her privately? But at a certain point, if your wife of 10 years is texting her coworker who she lets do terrible things to her, when you find out at that moment, how do you hold it in?
I don't know. I just feel like I am like a private person. Like I want to have a real talk about it.
Talk?
Yeah. And like, I have questions that I want to ask and get to the bottom of it.
I promise I'm not trying to like, I'm not, I know this sounds very hostile towards you, but like what questions?
I guess
how often does it
I guess
it
there's
good,
always the glimmer of hope in the back of my mind that like maybe I'm misreading this. Maybe it's not true. Like I don't want to shove everyone overboard if I don't know the ship is sinking. Like I need to hear it from you. Like
well, I shove first. I tend to shove first.
Like just checking her phone and like, well, I don't know. Maybe it's a joke. Maybe the number's saved wrong. Like there are reasons. I think it's all ridiculous and probably not the reason, but I would still just like want to get to the bottom of it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Am I crazy?
No, I think you're probably, I'm probably more screwed up than you because I don't think I could pull it back together. Like I've been in those situations where I can just feel the hot coming up and my ears are hot. And I'm like, well, then everyone's just going to think I'm weird anyway. So I might as well just like, so he like ding, 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 gets everybody's attention and does a toast. It's like to 10 years of my beautiful wife and to Mark who keeps her busy when I'm not around.
Ooh. So that's the first time she knew that he had let on, which... I mean, I don't have any, this is a tough for me because I don't have any sympathy for cheaters because it's like, just don't do it. And then you won't be in this position, you know, like you made the bed, but also if all your friends and family are around, isn't there a point of like, it's not their business. It's not their business why we're
breaking
up.
But they're here celebrating your love and that's a farce. It's not real. Your love is over. So...
It sucks because, like, I would like to think that in that situation, I would be able to hold it together, compose myself. But, like, if you're making me look like a fool, because I'm a dedicated person.
100%.
I am throwing you under the bus.
Yes.
For sure. I'm telling everyone the truth.
Right then and there.
Yeah.
Really? See, I guess I feel like I look like a fool, so why not look like a fool just a little bit longer, like a little bit more clarified.
Because I'd love to hear from people on our text line 303-222-5423. Like, who's right? Because this is what incensed me about this story. It's the guy who's trying to rob your house and trips on your rug and breaks his head open and then sues you for his head injury. Mm-hmm. And you're like,
yeah,
well,
if
that
you didn't
wouldn't
break
happen
into
if
my
you
house.
Right. And it's like, everyone's going, dude, you should have been cooler about that. And it's like,
she shouldn't have had an affair.
Hi.
Yeah. Which I agree. You don't get to choose how other people react to, especially if you're wronging them like that. I just, for me, I'm just more of like a private person. Mm-hmm. Like, would you want all your dirty business like in front of all your friends and family?
As long as she's the one who's dirty, yeah. I would. I know that's crazy. I think I would have probably dumped food on her or something. I would have gone full movie moment at that
really?
Point.
I think in all honesty, I probably just would have left.
And then make her explain it later?
Yeah.
Or group text everybody.
Just be like, sorry, I had to leave my own anniversary party. Yeah. Found out some pretty terrible stuff.
Yeah. But have they put the dessert out yet? Because that determines...
Ooh, that's a good question.
Yeah, Mark is bringing the dessert.
Oh, no.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.